Rutgers University is standing behind its pick for a new athletic director. The university is defending its choice following news reports that Julie Herman left her coaching job at Tennessee after members of the volleyball team accused her of humiliating and verbally abusing them in the 1990s. Herman was also the subject of a lawsuit from a former assistant athletic director who claimed she was fired for getting pregnant. And the New York Times has revealed details about a sex discrimination lawsuit Herman was involved in while at Louisville. Rutgers is, of course, still coming out of a scandal involving its former athletic director after the school's former basketball coach was caught on tape verbally and physically abusing players. And this is all happening as Rutgers is set to join the Big Ten next year. Here with us to discuss the woes hitting the banks of the old Raritan is New York Times columnist and WNYC contributor Joe Nocera. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Soterios.
So before these stories about Julie Herman were published in the Star-Ledger and the Times, it seems the university didn't know about them. One member of the search committee even told the Star-Ledger that she hadn't heard about the lawsuit until a day before Herman's appointment was announced. Is it really that hard to vet a candidate for college athletic director?
Well, it shouldn't be, and it certainly shouldn't be if there's on the record sex discrimination cases, as there appears to be here. And then the question becomes, you know, how involved truly was she, or was she simply an administrator who had this stuff going on around her? The allegation that the New York Star-Ledger came out with, namely that every single player on one of her teams at Tennessee signed a statement saying that she was an abusive coach, which in turn caused her to quit coaching, that you could see a little more readily being harder to uncover because it's not documented anywhere. Or at least it wasn't until the Star-Ledger got a hold of it.
Now, you know, it's no secret that Rutgers has been fighting to increase the prestige of its athletics for years. How much of a setback is the Herman appointment for that?
Well, it's certainly not going to help. Rutgers, this is a very important moment in the history of Rutgers athletics because they're about to join the Big Ten. And the Big Ten is a big-time conference miles away from the conferences that Rutgers has traditionally played in. You know, they're going to be playing Ohio State, they're going to be playing Michigan, they're going to be playing many of the, you know, the top programs in the United States in a very, very tough conference. And they're going to need to be competitive. They're going to need to have better teams. They're going to have to know how to market better, and they need an athletic director with a lot of savvy. And if Julie Herman is forced to step down or not take this job, it will definitely be a serious setback.
Do you think the Big Ten is regretting the decision to let Rutgers in at this point?
Not for a second. This is all about television revenue. That's what this deal is all about. The Big Ten accepted two schools. One was Rutgers, which gives them entry into the New York market, and the other was University of Maryland, which gives them entry into the Washington market. The Big Ten is about to begin negotiating with the cable distributors for wider distribution. They're going to want more money per subscriber. They're going to want a better distribution in New York and Washington, and they will not be looking back on this decision with regret at all.
And briefly to wrap up here, Joe, Herman's response to all this has been to claim that she doesn't remember any particulars of the incidents. Do you think there's any way she can work out at Rutgers?
What has really killed coach after coach after coach are these videos that wind up on the Internet showing them being abusive. I suspect that Julie Herman's incident in Tennessee happened long ago enough that there probably such video doesn't exist. And it is possible that without that kind of shocking evidence, she could ride this out, but she's going to have an awfully damaged first year if she does.
All right. Thanks so much, Joe.
Thanks for having me, Soterios.
New York Times columnist and WNYC contributor Joe Nocera. You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.